Good morning. Our question today is, like this year, when we have Shabbos and then Yontif right afterwards, so we have Yontif that's starting on Motzei Shabbos, we have a halacha to say Havdalah. Part of the Havdalah is to say the bracha on the ner, to have a ner lit, and to say the bracha on it. How do we do that on Motzei Shabbos? We're only permitted to light candles from another candle on Motzei Shabbos this year and on Yontif in general, if it's litzorech, if there is a need for it. And as we discussed yesterday, the need could be litzorech Yontif. It could be litzorech of the kavod of Yontif. We need the light. It's litzorech mitzvah. But here, when it comes to lighting the candle of Havdalah, we need a candle. That's Me'ikar Adin, but having an avuka, having a torch, having a two-wicked candle, that is a mitzvah min hamuvchar. That's the ideal way to do it, but not required. So indeed, that is our question. Do we light an avuka? Do we light it, a normal Havdalah candle like the rest of the year that has at least two wicks in it? Many have three, four wicks in it. Or do we suffice with a single candle, maybe? So that is our question. And Yitzchak Mordechai Rubin has a little piece written on that. He brings a couple of examples of problematic, possibly problematic, other ways to do this. If you take a small Havdalah candle, a miniature one, that is only created for the need of a Havdalah on Lel Yom Tif when it falls on Shabbos. So it's the type of candle, it has two wicks in it, and it burns out almost immediately. Or similar, if you take two matches and you put them next to each other, says Rav Rubin, we have a concern here, that is a ner batala, that is lighting a candle on Yom Tif that has no need, and that would be prohibited because the light is going to go out immediately. We don't benefit from the light. We have on our electrolytes regardless, so we're simply lighting additional candles, or it's a small candle that has two wicks, or putting the two matches next to each other solely for the purpose of being mekayim the mitzvah min hamuvchar of having an avuka, having the torch, and we can get away with having one simple candle. Another concern, so that was concern number one, that we have a ner batala, we don't need this additional torch. And concern number two is that it's brought in the Bir Halacha that we have a concern when you have a candle and you turn it on its side, that we have some of the wax drop out of it, that is causing effectively the candle to go out earlier. That's a problem of kibui. According to the Rosh, at least, l'kibui al yedei tiftuf hashava shesaviv laner. When you have the wax drop out, that candle will be going out earlier because there's less wax that it can burn now. So we have two concerns here. Number one is, hey, we have the ner batala concern that we can't light unless we have a real reason, and it's not a real reason apparently when it's simply a mitzvah min hamuvchar. The ideal way is to have a torch. And secondly, if we would bring the candles next to each other and point them in the direction, we're going to lose some wax, and that is a problem of kibui. So in fact, Rav Rubin has a piece on this, and in the footnote, he brings a number of piskei halacha in this regard. So first, we'll bring that of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. He was noheg as follows. Because of these concerns, shelo lahadlik ner miyuchal avuka, he would not light the typical Havdalah candle with the multiple wicks. And in addition, he did not want to have two separate candles and put them next to each other because of the second concern that he would be pouring off wax and causing that candle to go out sooner. That's kibui, putting out a candle. V'lachein horo. So accordingly, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach said that it's preferable simply to take two candles and put them next to each other without having the flames touch. So just hold two candles together, don't have the flames touch, and that will avoid most of the problems that we've discussed already. So that's the approach of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. Rav Rosner was even more machmir than that. He said that you should simply say the bracha of a ner on the candles that were lit for Yontif, on the Yontif candle. So Yiberach al Neiro Shehud L'Kol Litzorach Yontif. He himself, that's how he would say the Ner, the Bracha of Ner, Motzei Shabbos, when Motzei Shabbos was Yontif, and that is how he did it, even though there was no Avuka, even though he wasn't fulfilling the ideal way, the mitzvah that we do the rest of the year with a torch, but that was his solution to avoid all the problems. Nonetheless, the third opinion, the Kilas Yaakov was the stipler. He was noheg to take two candles and put them next to each other, touching Unlike Rosh Hashanah Arbach that would hold two candles not touching, he would have the flames touch each other. Rav Moshe Feinstein did the same, and Rav Moshe explained that beer she'ein lachosh letiftof hashava, we don't have to be concerned about the wax that it is falling out when we turn the candles towards each other, because it's a psik resha delo nichale. So he says, because we don't have a benefit from it, we don't have to be concerned. And in addition, because we are doing it for the to'eles ora, we're doing it to have light, it is considered as if it falls in the category of tzorech ochel nefesh, that is indeed permitted on Yantav. So Rav Moshe Feinstein would take two separate candles and he would put the flames together, and that is how he was mekayim the mitzvah, mina muvchar, of having a torch, but also he was of the view that you're avoiding other concerns that we discussed as well. Have a wonderful day.